Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defence Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhla sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi ungaba le nto ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzanganisa lukandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanya ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho uthe-ke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa yi-EU. Kunjalo kumavelasi.
Aiwa, kuna hawa vachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tinokuchingamidza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page, ndiyo yeshona. Nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana kutisangano re European Union Paris zvino. Vamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, kampani yeZimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vacho vari kunzi ivo vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga gurukota rezvekurima vaParents Shiri mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvu vaRobert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union asi tirikuona isi kuti kampani yeZimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo veEuropean Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uyezve pakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti ivo havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka kampani iyo yeZimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe, Coalition of Marvelous Kumalo, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly. The right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMarvelous Kumalo vesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC, vaLuke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuzano PF, vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu saka kana munhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro saka ivo vanhu vezana vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavarikutaura vari kuti engagement re-engagement drive
iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende ticharamba tichiongorora tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvino nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kune mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndo yazviita at the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamafande saka zvose zvotiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete Tova nedecision yatine chaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vadi vaita izvo.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaEnergy Mutodi vesangano reZANU PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, okay, Zulukani Daba, siyabona ukuthi EU, lapha iyakhuluma sibili okuzwayo. Ikhuluma ngokuthi ke ama-sanctions lawa ahlala ekhona kuZimbabwe defense industries. Kodwa kulaba abane abaqanjiweyo abanjengo Vice President uConstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya u-Army Commander uValerius Banda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, lomoyi uRobert Mugabe, kuthiwa ke phansi kwalokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayijonge ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthi bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ngiza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi quote, "We maintain that these and other sanctions or measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, okay, lapha mavela siyabonga kakhulu ke uMnumzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenye kazani izijeziso lezi zengani bezibathwalise nzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Tinoona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village, ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango, uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaConstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri, na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochi Nengo, ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba, ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kaya Lecha, Mike Nyakujiganza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tede Asimfana Dzivakwe, anzi tiri kuno kuBotswana zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, anzi I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, ati maswera seiko zvenyu ana Maduve nemuri yese yeStudio 7. Aiwa, taswera zvakanaka muStudio nhasi muna Duve Duve. Gilbert Makopa, anzi watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Same Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno kuJohannesburg kuCosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dube, takamirira panapa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neveZANU-PF uyezve neveMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Same Eagle, anzi I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto, anzi maswera seiko tetemavhi, I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno kuJohannesburg bezari gwekwere. And I'm watching you from Pretoria, Linus Madzura. And how are you today? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mshida uti mpinde mchirongwa ivae manyora numbers zenyu. Maka isa shakare ma code numbers enyu kutitigo kufonera iGibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa mavela sukuti space set democracy
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe as clearly space set democracy Zimbabwe siluchwani kakulu. Kuzobuya lobukhohlakali bathi ugcwele okunye okumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe. So kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhahlanyezwe njalo umnotho ungathuthuki ngemfanelo. So ngizokuthi silomuntu lapha singabe silobana ecingweni. Wathi simamukele umuntu osecingweni. Sakubona ecingweni kunjani?
Umnumzana kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ngikhuluma noMasuku lapha eNkabazi.
Ye, Masuku uyaphila yini baba?
Ngiyaphila nomnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Sizwa kuthiwa ke i-EU ithi khona ke ama-sanctions lawa a-impozwa kuZimbabwe Defence Industries alokhe ekhona. Baba sebebalisa ke Operance Shiri, kuzobuya ke uVP Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mgabe kanye lomoyi uRobert Mgabe. Bathi khonapho ke kukhanya laba bakususpended i-sanctions. So kodwa abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawaliftile ama-sanctions lawa kulaba ke abane. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho konoko konke?
Mina ukubona kwami lapho ethi ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi ngathi kubona ngezinye izinto. But I'm feeling ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba bantu laba, they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho kube le-time frame.
Uh-huh.
He has been in this country for long. Abantu laba they've held that ransom for almost 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As we can, this is a we have to have really 100. We want to the number. But when we have to have a certain number, we are benefiting out of this. If we want anyone, I don't support them in any way. But we can always go and we want to have benefiting much out of this. So they are not even feeling anything. Gabriel Zalu, to which I'm saying, when I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house. There's no decision. I'm going to go to the house. Transparency. There will be checks and balances. So I'm going to go to the house. Even if the European Union is there with the European Union, ngabe bakuyifile sibone ukuthi kathi khona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu. Wakathesi bakwanisa ukuthi bangatshentsha, there's no bhoti ongakwanisa ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshentshi. They are filthy rich irregardless zokuthi they are sanctioned. So mina ukusila kwami, I was feeling of the feeling ukuthi ngabe i-European Union should lift all these sanctions. Bona ukuthi kathi vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kathesi kusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections, babulela abantu kuma-strike. Uyabona ukuthi ukwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions. Mwaka wazi iti wangawa out of this sanction yange ni Commonwealth and everything. They see a meeting, they will not be asked. They have a full iti wapendele. But as long as they are out of this thing, Kaza venoko vekana ane vichama sanctions, we are not in, your, in Commonwealth. They say that the same thing for the next 30 or 4 years. So I feel like we can have a talk on a new European Union, I can meet them, those big budgets. Meet all these sanctions. They will monitor these people. Katesi siya lamba, wababu, nabaya suta. They are diamonds, they are mines, there are no checks and balances in other things. They didn't stand. Oh, I'm going to go to the lab, I'm going to go to the no, they are not taking policies, but the, why we haven't seen what is because of sanctions. But what are they free to eat? Mugabe has been one of the richest persons out of these sanctions.
I so see, I was very fascinated. Siyakuzwa baba Masuku, ungathini kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogram ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga, lanti belimvonela uma sebenzisana umuntu oyazimelela ukulinda ukuthi nami ngeke ngikhulume sibi nje, hhayi, zabakhiphela omasanti. Babone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu, ungathini kusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Masuku, he is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Ay, what took to order nanu ye shemurugupi, tiriwadi.
Wilfred Spear, Marara, Zimbabwe.
Ai watawara itinz wemurukunz wanya ej language. Munona wasi.
Ai wa panya zirango zo pumigas. Ina and suku wana shayu chuguche mama Zimbabwe. Nokuti pa issue zirango zo pumiz, even the Zimbabwe defense industry. Inuwa zombo. Inuwa wondo ya tu guda itu. Pakela vatime chema chi. To bai apu. Toinda pa ishu pa inyaye. Kiyo zakaitiwa zirango zo pumi. Inyaya yeku kutukua kukua jirevano kwa kapa uti zirango zo pumi zi hitu esi. Iyo zi zirupeo nile nika ziripa chena. Iyongo ati itai ma kwa ziripa chena. Zina chito uti zinowa zinowa urumendi mga inotongwa ne vani ne urumendi ya fatuwa ne vani. Izo zozo zozo nde kateritha hii, mkateritha hii mimi mapolitika reformed haya, mkata maliwa reformed. Isu usu sema Zimbabwe, wacho watinu tuka kateritha ni yema, wafano kasi kateritha wacho, awasi kuda, chaku vapa vapa mdire mkemu, chaku tanga kulita zigamba, zigamba. Tisa jambu implementa, isu ye constitution ya taka votika 2018. I constitution ya 2018 yaka votika nevano, anjitika. As he is, you know, the Russian majority in Parliament. He was a quitter, Shigamba, Shigamba. That was a running mate. If you put here, I'll fight out the heat. I started for Terry Susu. I'm not implemented for a previous election in 2018. Now, so not Tanga, which is also my sanction. Tambo said the constitution, Yachu. On Rakapu, 2018. Raka set a commission of inquiry. To honest you, I want to talk to Ananga Chifa. On Rakafa, you can pass the rest of it to Maru. I see Shonness, a partner, for example, implemented a recommend to the commission in the Muslim layer. Nanasa, find that it was after that which man in Kutan, the massages and massages. This was a question of massages and Katim Botes, the Bundesum Temu. So it out to Aurayan Gasungwe, Aban Gasungwe. So that's because they run, that's the condition they run.
Sakadai mai wanamkana kutaura ne masangano wakadai sana iyu iwa ya panya iyo imaitishi.
Aoleza watina mbema kadanya. Kushika sana haka kutitite susu. Kidete bunge mke munga. Zeremu kusido zeranu kunyanya. Kwa kuti iyu tregele kana sakadai so. Aiywa. Isa tuku wana katuku ndrele. Noti masangshi endi kwa hapo kwa hao. Kana sana kwa hao. Wanaungo kwa hiyo. Azine iyu shukwe kwa hano mnika. Nihye kwa tatia muna. Ano enda. Ite zamaraka shaika. Ama kwa mangana shaika. Ana kana tres. Mopi wa masangshi endi. Moto wa tanzi no munga hawa nike. Inimu moto tanzi no atili soso.
Kudai mai wanamuka nukta ura ni urume ndi maiti chine shabarukunzi ni European Union wa gazilisi.
ndaiti ngavateedzere zveutaura neeuropean union nerezveutaura neeuropean union haisi kutaura zvayo zvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe rakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuzi teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chokwana tatedzere bumbiro remutemo chii ngavateedzere bumbiro remutemo vaone masanyenzero anamba arikwere
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here is what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjan foit.
Hayi nyaphila baba.
Ye inkulumo lobani?
Eh lo landani Ndlovu.
Ye Ndlovini, injani impilo yakho?
Hayi yanyenga.
Ye nako ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe defense industries kuyamele ihlale ingaphansi kwezijezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke OVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke Army Commander Valerius Panda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzu kuti bajoni kona
na engubona abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwe ama sanctions bona abantu bezimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasehlaleni eziphezulu amaminisi ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathesa emasini khapa ngiyalima ngathiwa amabuye ngihambe se-GMB selengithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho so kula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngila bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bendlela ezikhwaneni zabo lalo umuntu oncedisayo olemetriliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezethingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba abantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction ngurhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction ngurhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sahambe se-GMB imazi aphaa zafakwa emafoni zabyaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini zasidlela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanye kwapho apha sithenga le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazweli sibili
hayi zorhulumente yalo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelibidikani ngoba nxamuntu ezakuyezosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khona kokulingeleyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu ole khampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi uthi yabancedisa bahle bokuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale ranti uyaphuma lani yona osebenza
kuzima mfowethu uthe isibongo mbani ngundlovu
ye
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yapha elupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phoselokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shiwa siyacela akakazinuka amakhwapha abone since 1980 lokhu ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi lethi bayatshintsha lapha kufana lokuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrigini afake kukhula box ayike ine kancane izaniphiyofu lize lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goko, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa nasi tributarisa isu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemu hurumende ne sangano re-European Union. Taona nasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pama suspension vamwe vanhu vana. Asi, kambani ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMontlante Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango adds kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanction to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanze ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Tasota fuma magasa, hanze ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba, kuzumbu, ku Mozambique, ndinonzi taso magaso. Ashley Masango, hanze, I'm in Hadesprut, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we had a phone. Ashley, can I make a kwanza kuisa code number yenyu, isa code number yenyu, because to ngorine number, that is kuzo otimurukupi. Kennedy Zitzatu, and makadi iko team VOA, I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo, nzo kutuwa sile kola, ito wanyo. Kola, unjan.
Hello?
Yebo kola, unjan.
Makadi ni.
Makadi yenyu, kola, makadi yenyu.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno. Tukita wata nani uye shemuri kupi?
Ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tipe ufu nkwa zenyu?
Kwa maana, sangi shenzi nga zire kukubiswa hizi.
Taura hizi nzwi?
Kukubiswa, because tukutuwa ganzira. Sangi shenzi zakambo izirwei. Zakambo itirwei sangi shenzi zirwei. Kana tikatsvaga reason kana kuti munhu akarwaraka, tikatsvaga the cause ye disease, munhu haangaponi, hapana munhu anopona. Asi mukatsvaga kuti munhu charwadzisa munhu chii, morapa chirwere pachabva, then timarapa munhu. Saka tikataura nesankisheni kuti dzabviswa, tisingazivi kuti dzakamboisirwei sankisheni idzodzo, then hapana zvataita. Tofanira kuzva kuti dzakaisirwei.
Saka sema onero yenyu imi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana European Union maitiji.
Daitotaura kuti sungai spirit. Totorai vamwe wacho muise futi ipapo munamire. Hazvibatsiri kuti kuna vamwe vanhu vari kushayikwa, kuna vanhu vari kuurayiwa, kuna vanhu vari kufa nenzara, because munhu vanhu vashoma shoma. Hazvibatsiri.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sankisheni idzika, hatisi kuti isankisheni the economic. You know, the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction. The personal sanction. The man was going to end up overseas. So I'm not going to go overseas. Go it day. When you go away. Kudabo la biya ibo kwe stofa ne kore la jiri muno mutimbo anori mzimbabu. Musina madokta, musina mshonga. Iwa enda kwa rapiwa ni mshonga. Wanawa wari kwa overseas. Wari kurapiwa. Wari kufunda zakanaka. Wedo wa singa fundi. Zino batire izu.
Ai wati notenda hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizvozvo maiyo.
Bye bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, yauzwa kakhulu ke bakhuluma abantu lapha. Sibona ukuthi bathini kuFacebook yesiNdebele. Wothi nizama ukuthi mvule ke iFacebook page yethu sibale ukuthi abantu bathini. Oh, ngizokuthiwa ke silo Mashangane. Cingweni kuqala wothi sithatha Mashangane. Mashangane kunjani?
Nyaphila.
Kunjani eGoli mfowethu?
Hayi, doni ku-right.
Ungathini ngodaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje?
Mina ama sanctions kuti basuse ngibona kulungele kuti basuse because akusizi kufana nokuthi ubaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mabuya lathi hayi asisitrekeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufana nokuthi bona bahamba boyona ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zile ngaphandle zisintezela abantu sebangaziko ifungaya emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanti abayazi le nto le kuthi isebenza njani ukuthi ngibenefika bani ngibana abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asisti ngibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana namasanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibantu labasemakhayeni le underground because ma uye esibhedlela akunamuphi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye ekhemesi manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi ma sukile amasankeni yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasankena asitiwe sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi sithi amasankena abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva nemasankeni mina ngiboni into le isizako because abantu basupeka more akuii bona mabagula kukudla kwako kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaphandle mina nifana nithi hayi fambeli nemasankeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina ngiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijeziso lezi azihlale zikhona
amasankeni abakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola namatega koke baze nazo bazephukumeza abantu nanithi hayi thina amasankeni jafu angiboni ukuthi asiza la masankeni
ya okay nokuyazwakala sibongele kakhulu mashomani
angakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngiume ngesihlangano abangilalelanga
ikhuluma ngamafyani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangana masanction a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku na ni ku a karata hina vanhu hina swifuwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karatana va ka a endleni ku masanction a suka mhaka a swi pfuni nchumu vona va fleva va khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masanction nga ha bisiwa kuti kana bisiwa masanction tiogona kuti tione kuti yita here inga gona kufambira mberi nekuti hazibetseri nekuti vanhu vacho vava tinoti tinovaitira masankeni kana vakarwara vanoenda ikoko vondoratiwa vovuya nezvinhu zvakanaka nemafoni akabuda manyuwani hatini muchiremba mutinoda masankeni zvinoreva kuti ha misoro yedu vanhu hainzwisisi nekuti hazibetseri vayadiva ndimini vatu vose ndirombera uri masankeni abve ngauri hazitsvisitiki ngauri vatu vatamburaundi vatutidzi vasadhekina chiita hava vahurwani vote vawana zvote hezvi vapfupa vanamira mabhuku vahangei vawana zvitu zvote vavuya ini chikotambuwa
ratiaiiiiyabonga kakhulu mashongane siyabonga kakhulu mashongane e so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa you know he loves speaking his own language he's from Chiredzi
interesting
so and he says you know sanctions must be lifted I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you sort of by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe khonapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Juma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Juma, utshona njani?
Ngicela utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Juma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying the Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list. And then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and then the Army Commander Valerie Espanda, and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on the on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a sowing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe, because you must remember that EU in first place came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, has also helped a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they'll end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage with other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform. Obviously, we all know the story behind it, and so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now, because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now, because they divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, like overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the Vice President, the Army Commander, Minister Siri, and the former First Lady Grace Mugabe, it's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, the sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So, okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuya phambili sibili. Kumele lijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke. Kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusisho ukuthi masuke akutshengisele ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa. We have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we are doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium without real evidence. They are so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything like proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all
don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they'll then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or South Africa, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and wear a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, rigai timboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva kusangano re-European Union. Munotambira sei imi se-MDC?
Hello?
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne-European Union nasi. Imi se-MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tukukunzwa, itaura enyu. Ndatikufunza kuti imi seMDC munotambira sei zvaturwa neEuropean Union nasi.
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership. Ndiyo nyaya yatinofunga kuti iyoyo ndo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga. Look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei tichiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF vaisikuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaurawo mutanzi tichikuita throw mafigures. Mafigures andakupai 2.5 ne3 billion ne11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures made public nepublic accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma, munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana ngativakei muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and ndinoziva zvinhu zvacho ndizofamba sei. Mafigures ese ava kutaura ndosandati inini lesubstantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisati zvaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but isu tobva tamhanya because isusu zvationa chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangonzwa chinhu chinenge hachina kufamba zvakanaka ndotatoro mhanya nacho chitereki tereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe, zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva chaizvo izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwevanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo yozi MTC. Vanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu veZANU-PF ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshuvira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzota kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So even what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understand with the system of evidence. Kana evidence is what we can say, what we can say. Court in inosiya munhu just like what we experienced last week pakabuda va honorable job sikala and it is don't know that could inoshamba saizvo nemazvo as long as manyaya yako waisa padare ne evidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipapa tikashamba evidence makora dzichitaura aya vanhu vanoendeswa kucourt vobuda futi court hainei nokuti hapo shuwa munhu apa uyu but kana usina kupedzera mafacts acho nema evidence mafigures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapana.
Aiwa hari bata yenyu makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What to start to call ukala sekuti mbani. Caller kunjani kona becingweni? Hello caller zakubona icingweni kona.
Hello Thule.
Ye ngubani ukhuluma la?
Unyono ukhuluma la Thule kunjani ngemthembu?
Ngiyaphila nyoni. Ungaphi kona ponyoni?
La pesa South Africa la pena lapha. Ingathi isikati tubisika sisambili.
Ye phosela khona.
Ngicela utshele uthuma lo ebekwazi ukuthi maye khuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, negative. Nene positive abayenzayo, beyizani nokhulumeni yiphi. Ngoba mawufuna into e-right, kufuze wenze into e-right. Ngathethi nje mina ngithi, uthuma, u-happy today ngoba nje, ama-results aphuma ku-EU law, abafeza izani, ngoba nje babekele imigoqo ukuthi benze lokhu nalokhu, abazange bekwenze lokhu. Namhlanje sebesusiwe, nabasusiweyo, bengenzanga next. Abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu. Uthuma uyakwazi nje engumuntu omdala. Kodwa now he chooses to be a praise singer owezani. Kule qiniso, iqiniso uthuma kalikhulumi. Uthi uNkululeko Sandu ukhuluma amafigazi. Yes, amafigazi ayabambeka, badla imali amafigazi akhona. Ngathethi nje, ingafuna ukuqeda isikhathi nje. Sakhe sinathi sekhaya kule ndlala. I'm one of those people abathwala umuntu eZimbabwe. I'm surprised ngathi sekhaya ukuthi ngathethi abantu ekhaya eZimbabwe bayalamba kushiwo. But if you look at the number of tax that are killed, umuntu South Africa says, but every day is busy. Yes, it's like a one-year driver, it's a particular time. I'm a truck getting in Zimbabwe, not paying hundreds a day. Most of people are not getting in. That's clear corruption. I don't think people are not in the corner. All you have to do is go to the local, they're saying Zimbabwe's praise, it's not going to do it. I'm going to say, yini eliphethile uzesteering ezamtef lomnangako lungisani ilizwe thuma lilune hhayi ukwele qonta ixota athethi ukhuluma ukuthi athethi amazwe abesithiyasi amaforena emazweni mina ngiphila ngiyiforena elizwe lakithi ezimbabwe ngama ngingapha am free ngiyasutha ngiyadla ekhaya ngiyiforena kaezothuma
yephoseluqinithuma
umuntu omdala khula iqinise elizwe lakini abantu okuhloniphi akunokuthi wena lo gawulele khuluma amangali khuluma abantu ezimbabwe bafundile lumva wanokhuluma la uthi usibanda lo khuluma point khuluma figures eswazisa ulathi wena lo ukhuluma nje upraise nje umnaka kwa no do something that is like 2 years lokhu libuthi do something abantu bese ngiyabonga ngiyabonga tuwani nje
hayi yes bonga kakhulu ungathi nokusasa baba
ngiyabonga tuwani.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, sibuyele kuba kumbe kule caller. Sikhala sithatha icaller. Ye, kulo wobani. Wothi sithatha wobani kuqala. Wobani kunjani? Womani, sabona.
Hello, Magari.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Ehe, tiri nani, tukutora nani, uyeshe murukupi. Phone yenyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisikunyatsokunzwa nana ipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So
yeah.
I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans. A bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. and as you could call Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho ubaba ekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhulume kune sibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bridge that gate of the drought season and the rain season that we are supposed to be experiencing now. Mm-hmm. So they've brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sells to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also no numbu edu. It's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's now individuals who are now being worried. You know, criminality. And then we as citizens also watch them doing that, and we do nothing about it, because like I said before, we can take them to court, but as long as there is no concrete evidence, they will come out scot-free. They've got the money. They are making the money in the black market there. So
why don't you guys...
They are the ones who go in and defend them in court, and then they come out scot-free. What do we do?
Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle? Like what the other fellow... Senengamu did with others. Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Baba Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market, where I go as an individual and go and buy millennial a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find impopular or you can say a put in a model system a market in Ali? Go to impopular, you take a Faraday shop, go okay, go to TM, we say about shopping day. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for, to end. In corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as a people, as citizens. These things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kodwa isikhathi asisekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siza kufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele lamhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga, kodwa siza kufaka sibili kuprogramu yethu yena leyi e-Live Talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee Member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.